Welcome into another episode of The Beaker as the Anaheim Ducks season is getting closer to the new start. We're joined today in studio by General Manager of the Ducks, Pat Verbeek. Pat, it's good to see you again. How are you settling into the craziness of this new season so far?
Well, it's good. It's great to be back. Certainly, there's a lot of excitement around our group. The young players are bringing that excitement. And I think the veterans as well are... They're excited to be back as well. So overall, great feeling. I think the whole team as a whole understands what the expectations are and have a real good understanding of what to expect from Greg Cronin as a coach. And I think they're comfortable with it and excited to get going.
I want to ask you, going back to your summer, how was it? Did you get home back to Michigan? You know, what did you get to enjoy?
Well, I got back to Michigan May 12th, and primarily there was kind of more strategically to watch the Memorial Cup, and then after that, the Combine, and then from there, we just kind of soared right into the draft and development camp. So probably through mid-July, it went really fast, and then kind of I tried to take a week to 10 days just to kind of slow things down and not do anything. But I ultimately ended up working still quite a bit. I was tinkering around to see if there was a few moves I could make to improve the team. None of it really materialized. So it was kind of work 2 hours and fish for 4 hours. So it was kind of that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. How's your hand doing? I know you had surgery on it.
Nah, hand's doing great. Yeah, about ready to get the stitches out. Actually, after I finish here, I'm going to go over to the doctor's office and hopefully get the stitches out.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Well, Pat, let's jump into also just some of the changes from the off season. Changes to the coaching staff in particular, bringing in some new faces, Richard Klune and Tim Army, some new faces on the coaching staff. What do you think about what they can bring to the group this year and, you know, changing things up?
So I think when we talked to Richard Klune, the reason why we hired Richard Klune, very young, he's an up and coming coach, very smart. A guy that took over the power play with the Marlies over the last season and really thrived there. And going through our process, I was very impressed with him. He's a high energy guy, very detail oriented. And so I thought it was going to be a great fit. And so did Greg as well. Like we thought they'd be a great fit for one another. And so that was really something I was looking forward for, you know, a power play. You know, I think at some point, I think we have the ability with the players we have to have a top power play in this league. It's just a matter of now putting those pieces together in the right formations and executing.
In your off-season conversations with Cronin, have you been able to chat with him about the upcoming year? Just getting ready for some of the expectations for the season.
Well, I think our expectations, is like, as I mentioned before, pushing for the playoffs, playing mm-hmm. meaningful games. Certainly, that's our goal. And when we start to look at our roster, we look at it, well, there's no reason why we can't do that. And mm-hmm. so now, I think the biggest thing is we understand that, some of our young players are going to make mistakes and we're going to have to, in another term, is just kind of live with some of them. And because I was a young player in this league and you're going to make mistakes. Hopefully, I think our guys are really smart players and they'll overcome those mistakes quickly and learn from them quickly and put them behind them and use that as experience not to do it again. So I think with having said that there's the ability to take a big jump with our young guys.
Some of those young guys this year, in particular, Leo Carlson going into year two, having a different outlook for the year. He, not being on that plan that he was last year. What are your thoughts on just how he can develop into more of a NHL player this season?
Well, I think that Leo came back a lot stronger. I was pleasantly surprised with the gains he had made this offseason. So I think that's going to be beneficial. I think just watching through this exhibition, I think that if he's going to play centerman, he's going to have to learn to, get a lot better in the faceoff. So that's going to be a big area of focus for Leo this year. Obviously there's lots of talent and when it comes to his skill and his playmaking and even his goal scoring. But there's those little points, you know, that add up to a lot and winning faceoffs and getting and having that puck possession right off the faceoff that we can start to go on offense versus have to forecheck and, you know, and create turnovers all the time. So that's going to be a focus for Leo.
Someone that he's gotten to play alongside, Cutter Gauthier, we saw him only once last season, but going into the year, what have you seen out of him through training camp and that you're looking forward to?
Well, I think the one thing that immediately comes to mind, which is going to be really beneficial for Leo as well, is he shoots the puck and he doesn't think twice about shooting the puck when there's the opportunity. Last game, I think that he played, he had 12 shots on net. I haven't seen a player put that many shots on net for a long time. Like it's been, I can never remember that. Mm-hmm. And so I've seen Ovechkin with 10, you know, but I've never seen 12 shots. And so that to me is exciting because, you know, even when we played the game in Ontario, we passed up shots. I don't, you know, when we get in certain areas, we have to shoot the puck. And mm-hmm. so he's bringing that mindset. And I think off of those shots is going to create, if he doesn't score, is going to create other opportunities for his line mates to score. So that's important.
Also, in talking about, you touched on it earlier, free agency over the summer, able to make some additions on that end, Brian Dumoulin, Robbie Fabbri as well. What did you see in them that you thought that they would be good fits here in Anaheim?
Well, I think that Robbie Fabbri gives our you know, our top nine forwards more depth, mm-hmm. more ability to score. He had, I think he had 18 goals last year in a limited amount of ice time. And so I've known Rob for a long time, you know, being with Detroit and having watched his junior career. So I was real comfortable, you know, getting the player. And I think that, you know, we took some swings at a couple, you know, top six forwards. It didn't work out. And so I kind of pivoted with making that move and then also bringing in Dumoulin. He was a guy that has won two championships in Pittsburgh. And so bringing that championship caliber type, you know, person and player into our locker room is important. And so it's just another example for our young guys in how they have to play and the professional that they have to be.
And in what you've seen through training camp so far, you know, a lot of these younger players are starting to look for a spot on this team and veterans looking to keep their spot on this roster as well. How has that made some of the decisions for the, you know, the roster cuts a little difficult this year?
Well, it's certainly a lot more competitive. As you said, like there's younger players that are really pushing and, you know, the one thing that our younger players are adding is size and speed. And so that's, are they quite the biggest challenge for, you know, for us is going to be, are they going to be able to put that production, you know, in play? And mm-hmm. so I think when we start looking at our team as a whole, we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to score more goals than we did last year. And I think the combination of not allowing as many goals, and I think our team is comfortable with the systems, you know, and how we're playing. I thought our group as a whole really improved over the course of last 20 games of the season in that area. And I think they feel comfortable as a group now to carry this forward. And I think we'll be much, much better in from that aspect as well.
On the end of improvements, what did you see from the group coming back, doing the testing for training camp? Were there any improvements on that end?
Sure. I think that one of my primary messages to them when they left at the end of last year was I just didn't think we lost too many battles physically and in puck possession battles and even in front of the net, not being able to get inside that ice that you need to be able to score. And so I challenged them to, you know, up our standards. And for the most part, I would say that almost all the players, you know, from the veteran group that returned hit the marks that we set for them. So, and obviously that's, you know, we're not going to stop there. Mm-hmm. You know, we got, you know, the bar is going to keep getting raised. So, but it proved to me that, you know, they're putting some value in it and they start as they get into these physical battles, they can feel the difference. And to me, that's not only, an advantage, you know, to help us win more battles, but it's a confidence thing as well. So There's a lot that goes into it when they're physically stronger on the ice.
Pat, for you, one of your big off-season checklist items was naming a captain, and Radko Gudas is now the captain for this Anaheim Ducks team. What went into that decision?
Well, we were looking for a guy that could lead by example on the ice. I was looking for someone that was an emotional leader, and Radko is that guy. So Radko will drag all his teammates into the fight, as he, you know, as a lot of, you know, teams and you know, as our fans have seen that he's not afraid to you know, challenge the other, you know, other team from a physical side. And so that to me brings emotion into the game, which is something that I want our team to play with and play with intensity. I believe emotion can really help you get through tough parts of the season or even tough parts in the game when things aren't going well for you, your execution on the ice. I think that emotional part can kind of stir that part to not let you, you know, be too much of a thinker and more of a doer on the ice.
And looking ahead to tonight in particular, I know we were talking about some of these younger guys, but Beckett Seneca will be making his preseason debut. You know, he had that broken foot, but now able to be back out on the ice. What are you looking forward to about and seeing his game?
Well, I think I know his game fairly well. So we're going to see if he can implement some of the things he has. I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, even through his testing, he was a little better than I thought. And so we'll see how he does tonight, and we'll just kind of take it a day at a time. So I know he's very excited. I think he's excited to see how it's going to feel playing against, you know, an NHL lineup. And so I'm excited to see it as well.
Another player that I want to touch on too, because last season didn't necessarily go the way, you know, we all thought it would. Tristan Luneau coming back this year, a lot stronger. What have you seen from him?
Well, I've seen a guy that is, he's put on 20 pounds. So he's a really strong kid, and he's a big kid now. He's moving really well. I see a kid that is really anxious to do a lot of things. And so from our perspective, we have to kind of tame the Bronco, so to speak, you know, have him, you know, understand that less is more a lot of times. And so that's a good thing. I'd rather have to do it that way than have to, you know, go the other way. Mm-hmm. So it's a good thing. It's a guy that's really hungry and willing and wanting to show something to us. And so at some point, you know, when he keeps getting the reps, all this stuff will settle down, and he'll settle in and become the player that we think he can be.
Well, Pat, I know that you've touched on a lot of different things for this season. Obviously, the competitive spirit that you're hoping to see out of the team this year, you know, making a push for the playoffs as well. What are you, in addition to that, just looking forward to about this new year and just a fresh new season ahead?
Well, it's overall, I think I'm excited, you know, for our young guys to kind of take that step. I'm really looking forward to, you know, taking that step. And I know there's probably going to be a few pitfalls. You know, they're going to kind of slip into, a couple games where it might not go well for them. So that's part of all the experience. You know, the good thing is being able to relate to them in the sense that, you know, I played at the same age, you know, in this league. So there's things that you can do that can help you get through those tough times. And I guess the biggest thing is just keep pushing, you know, and just keep pushing through for it.
One more thing for you. I want to ask about the goaltending, as John Gibson is out 3 to 6 weeks. Yep. Do you have a plan in place for what we might see on the back end?
Well, we're kind of exploring at some ideas. We'll have to wait and see. We're just kind of going through the different scenarios that could unfold, and if an opportunity presents itself, it's hard to say. You know, it could be 3 weeks, it could be 6 weeks. We don't know. So it's kind of dependent on how well John heals. And so that's when you're dealing with the human body, you know, it could be great one way or it could not. So we're going to have to kind of feel our way here over the next 3 to 4 days.
Pat, thank you for joining us today on The Beaker. Good luck getting the stitches out. Hope goes well for you too. And looking forward to the new year.
All right, Alexis. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.